Good afternoon. So I'm speaking today about prioritizing use over perfection, a risk management-based approach to digital preservation. I'm Matt Mihalik from the George Washington University. I want to recognize my colleague, Rachel Trent, who really helped inform this vision for GW's preservation strategy. She's now moved on to work at the Library of Congress, which is why she's not here with us today. But I want to acknowledge her contributions to this effort and this presentation. GW is committed to an approach of prioritizing access for our digital collections over adherence to standards such as the NDSA. Our strategy is informed by our user needs, our past experiences, and some unfortunate failures that we've had. We believe that transparency about our approach and being honest with ourselves and our stakeholders is what positions us well to move forward on a digital preservation strategy in an iterative fashion. But how did we get here? So I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the history that led us to this point. 3 to 4 years ago, GW began building its initial digital infrastructure. We took a really complex approach at the time, and we built out a system that had a web management front end, synchronization features between different storage environments, proactive fixity checking, some attempts at file restoration when there were fixity failures. Unfortunately, we built something that was so complex and unintuitive, it didn't really meet what our digital services staff needed in order to effectively do digital preservation. So as a result of that, this was a project that we unfortunately had to halt. Following this, GW focused more on providing access to our digital collections. So we stopped paying as much attention to what we were doing specifically for our digital preservation efforts. During this time, we encountered a proliferation of materials across, disparate servers, no real inventory tracking of where things were, and, no proactive auditing was being done on these materials. In addition to this, because of a lack of policies and articulated commitments for what we were and were not doing to steward our digital materials, we ended up with a lot of assumptions, both from our stakeholders and also from our community. So they believed we were doing things that we weren't, that we weren't doing things that we were. So there was a lot of issues with that. And that's one of the reasons that we took a more transparent approach as we moved forward. So as we decided that we needed to do something in order to take a more proactive approach to digital preservation, we did an initial risk assessment of the landscape. So we determined that we had no available inventory for our digital assets, we weren't enforcing access controls on our preservation servers, we had limited redundant copies of many of our files, and we had no clearly articulated policy or commitments for what it is we were doing for our digital materials. We used this information to chart a path forward. GW convened a group of stakeholders that would come to represent our digital stewardship group. I'll speak a little bit more about who the people in that group are in a couple of slides. But we identified some core things that we knew that we wanted to achieve, so what our minimum viable product would end up being. We knew that we wanted to provide access to more materials than we were currently doing. We wanted to start to track what we had and make sure that we were auditing it. And then, in addition to that, we wanted to clearly articulate our policies about what we are and are not doing, both for ourselves and but for our users. As the team worked to get this effort underway, our digital stewardship services team drafted a new mission statement, and they really wanted to call out three specific things: that they were specifically looking to steward selected, unique, rare, and institutionally created digital materials. And this was a roadmap, and this became the roadmap for our the commitments that we made to the community in terms of what we would and would not do for certain types of materials. To be honest with our, So in order to be transparent with our users, we developed a service catalog, and this is one that we published for our users. So this is a 3-tier service catalog that speaks to what we do for different types of materials. So we have our tier 2 is our most robust area. It's where we provide one copy locally and one copy on a disparate storage server. We're proactively monitoring both the hardware and the files on these servers and keeping them in inventory and providing a digital fingerprint and checking that proactively. This is primarily for our cultural heritage materials and items in our university archives. Tier one is our next level in this catalog, and that's and with this, what we're doing is we're providing a audited copy on one of our servers, as well as leveraging our IT office's proactive server backups. These items aren't proactively audited, but they're done on an ad hoc basis or when there's significant actions taken upon them. And content types here include electronic theses and scholarly works. Tier zero is our lowest level of preservation, and this is really for materials that are born digital on obsolete media. We're doing very low level, basically we're putting these in a box on a shelf and recording that we have them. Our current environment is composed of Linux servers that provide our preservation servers. We have offsite backups for these servers. We're using Hyrax for our access environment, as well as AWS for some distributed copies. A big component of this is our simple audit tool, which I'll speak about in a second. The Digital Stewardship Group, it's made up of deans, IT staff, developers, and scholarly communication people. The Digital Services team helped inform what was needed to do to do digital preservation from their perspective, and that's what informed the building of our simple audit tool that is the backbone of that. So the simple audit tool is a Python tool that is available on GitHub if anyone's interested in it. It presents nice, clean PDFs to our users if there's things missing from the file system, or if they're in inventory, or they're not in inventory but they are in the file system, or if there are checksum issues with them. We also get a JSON file for that. We did a new assessment of our risk landscape. We're doing a lot better in many regards. The biggest area that we have risk still is in providing access control on our servers, and we're working towards that. What's coming up next? We're looking at providing an administrative interface to provide for searching through items on materials, as well as some other enhancements that will be informed by our stakeholder prioritization. In addition to that, we're going to be adding meta-archive in the future, and we'll be using the simple audit tool with that, hopefully, and updating our digital services catalog to take advantage of that service. Thank you.